And grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we consider this marvelous gift that the Lord gives to us, peace. And I think of those words from the gospel reading that we heard this morning from John 14, verse 27, where Jesus says simply, "My peace I give to you." Wow, what a gift from the very Son of God who has come in the flesh, who has dwelt among us, who has won this marvelous gift of peace for us. And yet, as we go through everyday life, have you ever heard this? "I just need a little peace." You ever said that, maybe? And I'm sure you've heard that said a number of times. "I just need a little peace." Or I think of U2, which is an Irish rock band, and they had a song that was titled "Peace on Earth." And part of the lyrics of this song go like this: "Heaven on earth, we need it now. I'm sick of all of this hanging around. Sick of sorrow, sick of pain, sick of hearing again and again that there's going to be peace on earth." Now that's a rock band, but some 2,000 years ago, we hear the announcement from the angels of heaven and the song of peace that they sing over Bethlehem, right? And 2,000 years ago, that event happened. And for many, though, this peace that was announced can seem so elusive to us. It can seem like it's a promise that's unkept, and it can seem like it's a dream that's just never really realized. But you know, when we get into that mode of thinking, the problem is that we really don't understand what kind of peace this is that Jesus speaks of and gives. Not only does Jesus say, "Peace I give to you," but he also makes it clear that his peace is different from the world's peace. It is quite different. And so it's important for us to consider the peace that Jesus gives. And in Philippians, Paul speaks of this peace, of course, God inspiring these words, but it's beyond what? Understanding. It's beyond understanding, which is kind of an interesting statement that God brings to us about peace beyond understanding. It's a bit more than what we can fully grasp in our lives, and it's a product of neither the wisdom of this world or of our culture. In fact, Jesus says in this gospel reading, doesn't he, "Not as the world gives do I give to you," with reference to this peace. And so it is a gift, and that's important for us to realize. It's not something that's won by diplomacy or by fighting battles. And you see all the disruption and the chaos among a lot of people in light of all of this campaign and election process. But a lot of that is because I think they're trying to find peace in all the wrong places. It's not found there, but it is a matter of grace. In fact, have you ever thought of it? And I just shared with you the greeting before this message, grace and peace. Those two in Scripture are found many times together. It's like they're partners in the Word of God. We could think of that way. And in fact, in the early church, among the Greeks, the Gentiles, they would use the greeting of charis or grace with one another. And among the Hebrew-speaking people, the Jews, what would they use to greet one another? But shalom. Yeah, shalom. Peace. And when you think about it, through Christ, reconciliation has occurred between Jews and Gentiles. God has brought Jews and Gentiles together. And even in our greeting as brothers and sisters in Christ now, we see that togetherness where grace and peace are often shared as partners in our greetings with one another. And so it's difficult, though, to define this peace. It is beyond understanding. And so how can we think of it? Well, we know it. When we receive it from Christ, as we do, we know that we have it, and the Lord gives it to us continually. It's not like it's just given once and then that's the end of it, but the Lord pours out this gift of peace upon our lives. And maybe it's kind of like those feelings that we have sometimes, you know, when we hear a beautiful song and that song just really moves us in a special way. Or maybe during this season of gift giving, when someone gives a gift to you and it's like, wow, that's just the most perfect gift for the time that I'm in. I just can't imagine somebody thinking in that way and giving me that kind of a gift. But peace. Wow, to have that peace from Christ. And yet, as we think of this peace, it's not given in the absence of trouble, right? And I think that's where a lot of people get confused, like the U2 rock band. Well, where is this peace? You know, because there's all these troubles simultaneously that are going on, but it's given in the midst of the troubles that we go through. In fact, peace is quite a blessing, isn't it? In the midst of the trials and tribulations that we all go through. And so this heartwarming and this kind of mind-rebooting gift that God gives to you and me does come in the middle of trouble. Peace doesn't make the pain or the crisis go away, but rather, it's what really gets us through the crisis, gets us through the storms that we go through in life. And think about the dying process. You know, as a pastor, I've been greatly blessed to be with a number of people when they were dying and to see the peace among Christian people, brothers and sisters in Christ, as they have one foot already in heaven and just waiting for the other foot to go there. In fact, yesterday, I was with George Shum, and George passed away. And I guess it was Monday that I was with him, but I was scheduled to bring communion to him after this service today. But he's in heaven with the Lord now. But I think one of my most memorable ones, and ironically, I can't remember the person who it was, but I can remember the situation. And I remember I go to the nursing home. They've been given, you know, the announcement they don't have very much longer to live. And this little lady was just all prim and proper, hair fixed like she was ready to go to a ball. And she was sitting in her chair, and I walk in the room and says, "Well, Pastor, I don't know how to do this." And I said, "Do what?" And she says, "Die." I'm just sitting here waiting for it to happen. And I mean, there wasn't a care or concern or fear that she expressed. But boy, what I could see was the peace. It was like, "I can't wait, Pastor. But how do I do this? You know, I can't wait for it to happen." But that's the way this peace is that God gives to us as a precious gift. And really, when you think of it, peace is a relationship, isn't it? You know, in Scripture, we hear in Ephesians, for instance, in Ephesians, I believe it's chapter 2, where it says, "Jesus is our peace." You know, that's a relationship term. And so the peace that we are blessed to have comes through a person, and that is Jesus Christ, and the relationship that Jesus has established with us. And so Jesus is our peace. And through He being our peace, He has done something that you and I as sinners could never do. He has reconciled us with God, meaning that He's broken down that wall that totally separated us from God, that wall of sin. And Jesus has just broken it down. Remember when Jesus died on the cross, what happened to the curtain in the temple? Separated the Holy of Holies from the rest of the temple. Impossible to tear it but it was torn from the top, right, to the bottom. An impossibility physically, but God does the impossible. And what a revelation through the tearing of that curtain that God says, yep, this barrier's gone now. And there is peace, there is reconciliation between man and God. But of course, that came at a great cost, didn't it? It was Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross, but also his victorious resurrection from the grave. And it's historical. It's done. It is finished, as Jesus said. And in that, Jesus says, here, I give you this marvelous gift of peace. And it's an everlasting gift. And really, Paul exalts this peace when he writes, as we heard in Colossians. Boy, this is an incredible text from Colossians 1. Could be a whole series of sermons just on the verses we heard today. But I remind you of these. For in him, meaning Christ, for in Christ all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Wow, what a statement. And that comes from God himself to you and me, his precious people. That this peace is not something we can work for. It's not something we've contributed to. But God has done everything. And he says, here, I want you to have this. Not only today and tomorrow, but forevermore. And what's really awesome is that peace being this relationship between us and God, what is that? How does that affect our relationship then with one another? We are empowered to reconcile with one another. We are empowered to forgive one another. We are empowered to be at peace with one another. In fact, it's one of the fruit of the Spirit, right? So through the Holy Spirit, we receive this precious gift of peace and the empowerment then to share this peace with those who are around us. In fact, in Colossians 3:15, we hear, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Isn't that cool? That we have peace as Christians, or should have, that is ruling. It reigns in our hearts. Boy, that's refreshing in the midst of all the division and turmoil that we see in our own nation and throughout the world, that we actually have been called by God to be peacemakers. Couldn't have a more honorable calling. And what a blessing to people who are so confused by all the corruption that we see in the world. And so having peace with Christ empowers us to make peace with others. I think one of the most incredible stories I've ever heard is that World War I story. On Christmas Eve, you have the Allied forces on the Western Front dug in to their trenches, their foxholes, and a few hundred yards away, you have the Germans, and they're dug in to their trenches and foxholes, and it's Christmas Eve, and the shooting stops, and then you hear singing in the German trenches, in the Allied trenches, and everybody's singing Christmas carols. And then pretty soon, there's white flags coming up above the trenches on both sides. And then after a little while, a few people get really brave and they start crawling out of the foxholes and standing where they could easily be shot, but it's happening on both sides. And then what happens? Everybody comes out of the foxholes and they begin to sing Christmas carols together, and then they start to share their food with one another. And they even go and they bury their dead that have just died, their comrades who have just died, and they help one another bury them. And they play soccer out on the grounds between the trenches. I mean, what a visible revelation of God's peace in the midst of absolute turmoil, or as some would describe, hell on earth. And after all of that, there was a veteran who survived that, and he stuck to these words. And he said, it was probably about 20 years later, as he reflected on, but he said, "I then came to the conclusion that I have held firmly ever since that if we had been left to ourselves, there would never have been another shot fired." Isn't that cool? But tragically, a few days after Christmas was over, those same people that were playing soccer together, eating a meal together, helping one another bury their comrades, were shooting at each other again and dying as a result of it. But such is the power of the one Isaiah calls the Prince of Peace. In fact, we even have that on our altar cloth, don't we? The Prince of Peace. And such is the promise, the angels who sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace." You know, when I think about those soldiers, though, they died as enemies on earth, but many of them Christians on both sides. So the moment they died as enemies, they were in heaven standing before the throne of the Prince of Peace as brothers. Isn't that an awesome thought and truth? That's the power of God's peace. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds always in Christ Jesus our Lord, so that we then may be empowered to share his peace among us and with one another. Amen.